Lambert and Whitehall come out of the woods eating up the corn up there. Mm-hmm. Then they killed some up there, and then they run in on some pigs, and they caught some the younger pigs, mm-hmm. and saved them. And a first cousin of mine had one he caught, and she got him tamed and raised him. My daddy got a pig off of that pig. Mm-hmm. Well, man, the whole time he had her, whenever she would bring pigs, if you caught one of them pigs, buddy, you better make sure you get out of that lot in a hurry. But she would get you if you stayed in that lot.
Get after you, huh?
A real slick black hog, man. When you say that bristle raised up her back, you better be going. Yeah. That's how we had them old rail fences. Uh-huh. You'd have bigger lots of people you have now, but got a hole, but that's why you kept the hogs in the lot and had that rail fence. Yeah. But they would sure get you.
Yeah. Well, tell me, have you ever heard a calf, you know, making a noise like when it's being weaned or something like that? You'd say that calf was doing what?
Let's see, when it's been weaned.
Uh-huh.
Blatant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or what about when a, you know, a noise that a cow makes when it's being fed or something like that?
She's low.
She says she's low. And, but what about a horse when it's being fed?
Nicker.
Well, what, let's say if you got some cows and some mules and some horses and so forth, and they're getting hungry, you'd say you have to go out and
feed them.
Okay. And what about if you had some animals like hens and turkeys and geese and ducks, you could call all them together. Your
feed.
Feed you for fowl.
Right, would be the cattle would be fowl like that. What about a place, the place where you keep your chickens? That's called your what?
The hen house.
That's the hen house. Is that, well, what about if you had just a place that was penned up or something like that instead of being a, is that the same thing as a hen house or?
Well, the hen house is why your chickens roost there.
Oh, yeah.
And then a lot of people would have what you call a chicken yard. Mm-hmm. You know, your chicken not allowed to run out in the field, so why you just have a regular chicken yard for them to stay in. But the hen house would be why they would lay at and go to roost at night.
Talking about chickens, when you fry chicken, there's one piece that the children like to get, you know, because they pull it apart.
Must be away.
You know what it is.
Drums, old dress.
What it is. Split part of folk.
Is that right?
Why do they
like to, you know, one will grab hold one end?
I don't know why, but I care less about that part of chicken out the end of it.
Do you have any one word that you use to describe the, say, the inside parts of a hog that are edible, you know, that you can eat? You can call all that together or anything in particular?
The inside of a hog?
Yeah, that you can eat.
A lot of the liver, a lot of the whole thing is good to eat.
Yeah.
But some people, they say, I don't care much about the lights. And,
yeah, things like
and,
that.
And the heart. And, milk, the kidney, the maw, the chitlin.
Even people don't like chitlin.
Have you ever heard that called haslet or something like that?
Yeah, they use that.
They call it like the haslet.
How's that?
The liver and the haslet, it says, all, you know, connected together.
What about, let's say, if you had heard your cows mooing